This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Top U.S. intelligence officials are set to brief key members of Congress about what is known and what is not about an alleged Russian plot to pay militants for attacks on Americans and coalition forces in Afghanistan. The White House confirmed that the CIA director and National Security Agency director would meet with members referred to as the Gang of Six on Thursday. That meeting will be the first chance for lawmakers to hear directly from veteran intelligence officials ahead of reports that Russia was offering Taliban-linked militants bounties to target the and kill U.S. and allied troops. Until now, briefings on the allegations have been led by Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe, a former U.S. representative who was sworn in just a little over a month ago with the National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, both of whom have served in their roles less than 1 year. More than 515,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, 128,000 in the U.S. There are now more than 10.6 million confirmed infections globally, more than 2.6 million in the U.S. Federal authorities say that Novartis Pharmaceutical Corporation will pay $678 million to the U.S. government and various states to settle a lawsuit over a sham speaker program to induce doctors and prescribe its products. The settlement was announced Wednesday by the acting Manhattan U.S. Attorney Andrew Stratus. This is VOA News.